Haiti can't catch a break. North India's flooding is considered one of the worst. And excitement is building about new additions to a ministry fleet. Want to be a part of it? Stay tuned for today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A massive earthquake in 2010, back-to-back hurricanes, tropical storms, flooding, drought, and crop failure has left the Caribbean nation of Haiti reeling. Food for the Hungry's Dave Evans says the cumulative effect has been devastating.
World Food Program estimates that there are 1.5 million Haitians that are facing severe hunger right now.
However, FH is responding to the crisis. While some of the crops were killed by the drought,
there were many farmers that were able to plant, and we'll soon be harvesting some of those crops. So that was a good thing. We also got involved in a distribution of rabbits, goats, and guinea pigs, and also food packs that we did in collaboration with a group called Something to Eat.
We can link you to ways to be a part of the solution at our website. More than that, though, is prayer.
We do have an army of Christians who are reaching out, and we primarily do it through local churches.
Next, we've told you about the intense flooding in northern India this past month. Well, the crisis isn't over. Authorities have raised the official death toll to 5,500. It could get as high as 10,000. Gospel for Asia recently sent their Compassion Services team to bring relief and cleanup. Their goal was to help 100 families, but they ended up giving aid to twice that many. Relief kits included things like food, first aid supplies, and blankets. If you'd like to help flood victims in India, you can donate at our featured link section on our website. This is Mission Network News. Tanzania has the fourth highest number of deaths due to HIV/AIDS. That means a lot of kids are left as orphans. In fact, there are 4 million orphans in Tanzania, and 1.3 million of them lost a parent due to HIV/AIDS. Orphans Heart partners with Small Steps for Compassion to meet the orphan crisis in Tanzania. They want to build 3 orphans' homes on the Small Steps for Compassion site. Ron Gunter with Orphans Heart says he's in Tanzania this week with a missions team constructing the first orphans' home.
Currently, the orphanage has 3 children. With these new homes, it will allow them to have 36 more children.
The team's also holding vacation Bible school for the kids there. They had 50 show up the first day. They're expecting as many as 150 kids for the last day tomorrow.
The children are extremely responsive to the gospel, and it's amazing how interested the children were in hearing the stories and doing the crafts.
They have another mission trip coming up in October. That information is available at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, have you ever planned to purchase something down the road and then God gives you an opportunity to purchase it early and save tons of money? Well, that's the problem facing Mission Aviation Fellowship, MAF's President John Boyd.
We have the opportunity as Mission Aviation Fellowship to purchase 2 new Kodiaks at a price that's less than the current rate, which, by the way, as a savings to MAF, you know, it's close to between $500,000 and $800,000.
The $3.5 million purchase is part of MAF's strategic upgrade initiative. These planes are bigger but cheaper to fuel. Where will they go? Boyd says Indonesia.
One will go to Papua, and the second one will go to Kalimantan, to our base called Palangkaraya, and that will be another unique Kodiak, because it will be going on amphibious floats.
Your support is needed to purchase these planes. Do so at missionnetworknews.org. In Operation Mobilization's Logos Hope is celebrating a milestone, its 3 millionth visitor since the ship went into service in 2009. Docked in the Philippines, the 400-plus person crew welcomed 20-year-old university student Cyril Fernando aboard. The Logos Hope is used to transform lives by bringing knowledge, help, and hope to the people of the world by transporting literature, humanitarian aid, and people resources to share Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Vision Beyond Borders is making available the documentary Trafficked. It's an original documentary on human trafficking and helps you understand how you can make a difference. Share it with your church or Bible study. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.